Our next guest is Dennis Marstall. He is the Lancaster County Administrator, and he is a huge fan of the 90s. I mean, he is rocking out to songs that you said, what, tap my toes.
Absolutely. Can't take the 90s out of the boys. So
I like
good.
It. I like it.
And I said, you must be a fun guy to go to concerts with. And you, what concert did you go to last summer?
Last summer, some of my friends from the 90s as well hit a couple of groups together. Def Leppard. We had Joan Jett. There's another one in there. But yes, it was a good time.
Now, you have a teenage daughter or a tween daughter.
13, so she's new to it.
Does she think that dad is super cool and rocking out, or is she like, oh, gosh, dad, please don't?
Well, she does like some country and Morgan Wallen and some other ones. Oh, okay. And so we do some of the country side of things. But, yes, sometimes I embarrass her, which is great.
That's
every
okay.
dad does, so
that's right.
Yes. It's part of the job.
And moms. I mean, we're
very
it's
true.
All the same. They think we're old and don't know what we're talking about. But
going through that now.
That's right.
Every day.
I'm glad there's other people in the club.
If you want to ever vent, Dennis, just give us a call.
I think
we're all
therapy line.
We're all there.
Yeah, therapy. Group therapy for sure. Again, Dennis Marstall is the Lancaster County Administrator. He's given us an update about what's happening within the county. Needless to say, Dennis, let's get the latest from Tropical Storm Debbie and Debbie's impact in Lancaster County.
Well, one, someone turned up the humidity from what just came through. You can feel that this morning and see it on the windows. But luckily, I think we dodged a bullet. We were predicted to have a lot more rainfall. Still got significant amounts throughout the county in Lancaster. We had anywhere from 2.5, maybe up to 5 inches, depending upon where you were. But really, we had a lot of road ponding, but not too much flooding. We do have a few roads kind of north and south all over the county that do have some washout. So there are a couple impassable roads still today. But we did a lot of culvert cleaning. We had some of our fire folks out, our stormwater folks. So we really tried to keep the flow going through to get all the water out as soon as possible. So we did pretty well, considering.
I do know there are pockets throughout all of our listening area that are known for flooding. And I know counties pay close attention to them as much as you can.
And just a sheer number of creeks, and then they all go to the Catawba, but just all the creeks were certainly backing up. We have a couple places in the northern part that you do see the culverts were overflowing, and there's a couple concerns that the fire trucks can't get through or ambulances, so we try to give those some attention. And we definitely have some future work to do. We're applying for some state grants to replace culverts in some roads where we do know we have flooding about every time it rains. So we were trying to get ahead on those. And we actually did receive almost $10 million for 9 projects from the State Rural Infrastructure Authority to help us do culvert road replacement.
Well, you know, it's interesting that these are projects that aren't necessarily like easy to market, I guess, right? Like you have to get these things done. I know people want the big flashy this and that, but this is the backbone of any county, what you just described.
These events help remind us the value of our public works, of what it means for road networks. And when you can't get around, people realize, which leads into our transportation sales tax initiative that's on the ballot.
And let's bring our audience up to speed, especially for those in Lancaster County. What is going to be on the ballot come November?
Yeah, County Council advanced for the voter decision in November in the presidential ballot. We will have a question if voters want to raise the local sales tax just within Lancaster County by 1%, which would generate $405 million over 15 years. And that would then be dedicated for 125 roads throughout the county and every municipality. And so it would also include money to help with the widening of 521, one lane in each direction from the state line with North Carolina down to Highway 75 just by the Walnut Creek neighborhood. So basically, 15-year program, $405 million, and 125 roads, repaving, widenings, resurfacings. So a lot of roundabouts, some sidewalks, even a little bit of money for Greenway if the voters choose to support that in November.
Is this modeled in the similar vein as what Pennies for Progress has done here in York County?
Yes, very similar. And so I think there's a couple of differences. The state just gave local governments the authority specific for transportation sales tax. There has been the capital project sales tax that a lot of jurisdictions have used as well as us, but we just learned, we were at an Association of Counties meeting, there are 6 different counties across the state doing specific transportation sales tax. In addition, there are 7 different counties doing capital project sales tax, which can be more than roads. We've used that. So you do see a lot of voter initiatives being presented on this fall presidential ballot. And we're taking advantage of the time frame to get voters input in how they want to go forward with our road program.
And Dennis, people might ask, especially those in Lancaster County, then don't we get money from DOT? Don't we get money from the state? You do, right? But it comes in very slowly from what our experience has been here in York County.
True. I mean, the road needs are so great, as people can imagine, from your local street in front of you, if it's a state system or the air arteries that we call them. Mm-hmm. But as a matter of fact, the state DOT released more money just in July, so we're going to get another $4 million we weren't anticipating for our road program, but it is part of the gas tax. And so the gas tax is distributed based upon some of the collection and population and different things. And so we got news, as other governments did, that we will get a little bit more money because we are paying the gas tax and we're getting it back, which is nice. But we got a lot of road needs, certainly. We've spent in the last 5 years about $18 million on about 60 miles of road. So we've been making a good dent in Lancaster County on trying to bring our roads up and better address them. And so it's really helpful because the state is the primary source of funds.
We're speaking with Lancaster County Administrator Dennis Marstall. Dennis, it seems like almost on every agenda, there is some kind of motion to move forward with some housing development. Now, the county council recently did not move forward with a pretty massive housing development. Let's bring our audience up to speed what the plan was and the decision afterwards.
So a couple of things to put into context is growth continues to be everywhere in Lancaster County and certainly in this area. We have had still numerous developers. You see right now what has come out of the ground, for instance, there's one off of 521. What has come out of the ground was generally approved 3 years ago, 4 years ago. It's just a lead time to get to actual building, put in the infrastructure, clear the lots, different things. But there are still proposals now, but we're seeing proposals outside the town of Kershaw. We're seeing proposals south of the city of Lancaster. Certainly the city of Lancaster, they are annexing to bring on some developments. But what came up recently is a developer was piggybacking off of another larger development, maybe about 300 to 400 homes in the development. But council still isn't comfortable with the services available there in terms of how we're going to address fire, EMS, impact on schools, but also how they're going to tap in on the other developments with the water sewer.
And I think it's important to see how all of these things kind of work together. I think, you know, they're like, oh, well, they're shutting this down. But it's so important, like with the roads and fire. And I don't think sometimes we appreciate how all the infrastructure works together and how one thing leads to the next. They all kind of have to all be on the same page.
Oh, absolutely. But it's also the chicken and the egg. Where
right.
If I say, hey, let's widen the road here. And they're like, why? There's no one living here. So why would you spend money to widen the road there? And then someone says, well, you can't build there because you don't have the road network there. And
yeah.
So it is. It's a good problem to have in terms of the growth. But when we do think, our council's been much more thoughtful about how they evaluate the impact on everything from public safety to schools to our quality of life. Do we have recreational needs? And so they're really giving it a good look. It leads them to some decisions that they don't want to go forward with. And it, I think, helps our developers become a little bit more sharper on the proposals they bring forward.
Well, whether you're dealing with growth or any other issue, a county is only as strong as it can be if they keep the lines of communication open. And that's actually going to happen today in Lancaster County. So this meeting of all of the who's who and beyond in Lancaster County happens once a quarter. And walk us through what's going to be on the docket today.
Sure. We call it our intergovernmental luncheon, where we do bring all the elected bodies together. So you'll have the county council, the school board, the city of Lancaster, all the town councils. And we even have other people join us, such as the Chamber of Commerce, and usually our state representatives who represent the county, the senators and the representatives. And so we're going to have two presentations today. One is from the state Ways and Means staff budget director, kind of give us some lay of the land of some of the state funding issues. And our second presentation, we'll talk about the transportation sales tax. But importantly, we're going to have a member of the South Carolina Ethics Commission come and help all the elected bodies understand their role in educating about the transportation sales tax, not advocating, because you don't want public dollars to be used to advocate a certain view. We just have to be down the road neutral and educate about what's going to be on the ballot. So talk about some limitations for our elected officials on that. But then always we go around and share what are the key topics or key issues going on within each jurisdiction or each organization. So I'm sure we'll hear some update from the schools about the opening school. Certainly the city of Lancaster talks a lot about some of their growth and annexations, and they do water and sewer. So we have a lot to share, a lot going on in the community, and it's a good way to keep everyone informed and on the same page.
Well, you cover a lot of ground here on Palmetto Mornings, and it sounds like you've got a lot of ground to cover this afternoon as well. So Dennis Marstall, again, is the Lancaster County Administrator. As always, Dennis, thank you very much.
We appreciate it.
Thank you, Dennis.